So continuing our analysis of the fall of Syria and what this means for the world, I said yesterday that this was very bad news for Iran and Russia. And that's still true, but there's even more that's important to recognize, which is that the fall of Syria and Israel moving into Western Syria now with its tanks, this is part of the project of Greater Israel expansion. And until now, the two primary forces that were harassing Israel and putting up a fight were Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, as well as Hamas in Gaza. Both of those forces are now cut off from resupply. So Hezbollah has reportedly hundreds of thousands of rockets that they have stashed away for some big attack event. But if they use those now, they really don't have a way to get more rockets because the transportation pathway from Iran went across northern Iraq and then across northern Syria and then into Lebanon and then down into southern Lebanon. So that has now effectively been cut off, or at least it will be within the next few days. So this leaves Iran no way to resupply Hezbollah, whereas Israel continues to be resupplied by the United States. The U.S. is flying in supplies, ammunition, and providing money and weapons and bombs every single day, and there's no indication that that's going to stop anytime soon. At least it will not stop until the dollar collapses, but nobody knows exactly when that will be. Could be 2025, could be 2035. We don't know. So that's not something that we can, you know, place bets on, really, not reliably. But the interesting dynamic in all of this is that as the BRICS settlement currency is unveiled in 2025, and it's not really a currency, it's a settlement system. But as it is rolled out and embraced by more and more nations, this will tend to weaken the dollar and reduce the ability of the U.S. to sell off treasury debt, which will put the U.S. into a cycle of buying its own debt even more aggressively than it is already, and that is going to escalate the collapse of the dollar. But given that the dollar is still used all over the world, or most parts of the world, collapsing the dollar, like a total collapse of the dollar, may still be far away. So it's very likely now, with the fall of Syria, that Israel will succeed in its Greater Israel expansion program, especially as Trump is sworn in January, should we get there, and as almost all the U.S. Senate supports Israel's expansion project, and other lawmakers as well, governors and so on. So this means that Lebanon is now seriously threatened. Lebanon may be completely overrun by Israel in 2025. And this is a new prediction. I would not have predicted that 2 weeks ago. Actually, Israel is on the brink of economic destruction, and its military was failing in southern Lebanon. But with the fall of Syria, this means that Hezbollah really cannot resupply, and thus a sustained effort by the IDF to attack southern Lebanon can this time make gains. And again, Israel can go around Lebanon and they can invade from the north. And that's probably in the works. Israel means to destroy or occupy Lebanon, and they will take the country if the U.S. backs them and if no one stops them. In addition, Israel wants to expand its land to parts of Egypt, parts of Saudi Arabia, most of Jordan, a big chunk of Syria, even part of Iraq, as well as southern Turkey. So the question is, since Erdogan from Turkey just handed Netanyahu this huge gift by aiding the overthrow of Assad in Syria, the question is, will Turkey allow Israel to conquer parts of southern Turkey? Is Erdogan such a soy boy, you know, Zionist supporter that he will betray his own people, 96% of whom are Muslims, and hand over parts of Turkey to Netanyahu in order to appease the West? That's a huge question, and I don't know the answer to that. The other question is, will Iran try to appease the West now, given that, you know, it's lost this ability for Hezbollah to be its proxy fighting force? Or will Iran pursue more aggressive nuclear weapons and announce that it has nuclear weapons and use the possession of nuclear weapons to guarantee its own safety? And if it goes that route, and I believe Iran already has nuclear weapons, but if it announces them and says that it's willing to use them if it is threatened existentially by Israel, then that could halt Israel's expansion toward Iran in many ways, but it could also risk an escalation of a nuclear exchange between Iran and Israel. Now, my best guess is that Russia is in the process of aiding Iran's nuclear weapons development program. Not as if they need a ton of help, because Iran has very capable engineers, very capable, aerospace engineers and flight dynamics control systems. Iran is not some backwoods country. It's a very technologically advanced country at this point, with hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and clearly atomic bombs, sort of the entry-level nuclear weapons, are not very difficult for Iran to develop and to deliver. They have delivery systems that can defeat Israel's Iron Dome. And Iran also says it reserves the right to retaliate against Israel. So here's the question. Will Iran go the path of escalating conflict to stop Israel? Or will Iran take the path of trying to appease the West and to play the role more like Turkey or India, both countries trying to appease both the West as well as the so-called axis of resistance? You know, Turkey is a NATO member, but it also trades with Russia. India does a lot of business with the West, but also trades with China and Russia, and even Iran to some extent as well. So that's the question. And also, from the point of view of the West, will the United States insist that these countries like India, Turkey, and even potentially Iran, will the U.S. insist that they cut off all trade with, let's say, Russia, or even perhaps China? Well, I don't think such a threat would be acceptable to India or Turkey, certainly not Iran. And who knows what threats might be pushed towards Brazil in this case. But this is a legitimate question. How hard will the West push on all of this? How hard will Iran push back? And what will Russia do in all of this? It's a huge question. Russia's very busy right now with Ukraine, obviously, and Russia's bases in Syria are currently under severe threat. So it's not clear that Russia has a lot of military bandwidth from which Russia might be able to initiate any kind of new action. You know what I'm saying? I think Russia is going to be very occupied and very distracted for a long time to come. So stay informed. You can keep hearing my podcasts and my analysis at brighteon.com, or you can read my analysis at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. You can also catch me on X at Health Ranger, and that's also my call sign at brighteon.io. Thank you for listening. Take care. For the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold. The one has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln, we melted it down, we dissolved it, we did ICP-MS mass spec testing, and also acid stone testing, and we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this, so I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold. And everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable.
But inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are I believe those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. This is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website. And they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do, and when we test their products, the tests always pass. They, in other words, they have what they say that they have. So get ready and help support us, healthrangerstore.com and rangerdeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.